My name is David Hollenberg. I manage the real estate department at American Transmission Company, or ATC.
And David, can you share a little bit more about ATC and what it does in Wisconsin?
Sure. ATC was founded in 2001 as a transmission-only utility. First one in the nation. And we have a large territory. It covers 72 counties in portions of four states, which include Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois. And throughout those four states, we have over 9,500 miles of electric transmission lines and over 540 substations that we own and operate.
Being transmission only, what does that mean as far as how you're transferring or generating electricity?
Yeah. So what ATC does is we don't own the electricity itself. We own the poles and wires that transmits electricity from the generation plant to the urban areas where the distribution company will then take it and reduce the voltage and then sell it to the retail customers at that point. So ATC is only transferring electricity from the generation to the retail customers. That's all our part of the electrical grid is.
I'm sure a lot of those lines may run over or through farmland. How has that created a relationship between ATC and farmers throughout Wisconsin?
Yeah, you're right. The majority of our transmission lines are, you know, we're going long distance, so it does impact a lot of farm communities and farmers throughout Wisconsin and our service territory. And what we do is when we're looking to acquire an easement, ATC looks to build long-term positive relationships because we're going to be back maintaining the transmission line over the years. And we want to make sure we have a positive relationship with that land owner. So what we do is, up front, we have a lot of informational meetings when we're organizing and establishing potential routes for the new transmission line. And as part of that, we ask the landowners for their input. And we hold those open houses. We take all of their comments as far as the different route options, and we use those to basically develop a couple of final routes that we'll then submit to the Public Service Commission, and then ultimately they make the final decision as the route. But back to the coordination with the landowners, one of the things we do above and beyond what's required by the PSC is ATC will hire an ag specialist. And the role of the ag specialist is to kind of be the liaison on the ATC project team. They're kind of the voice for the landowner, for the farmer. And what we have them do is go out along the routes and talk to the farmers, find out if there's anything that is of concern for the farmers. A lot of the things we find out nowadays is talking to farmers, you know, if it's a large dairy farmer, any large operations, livestock operations, they may have a biosecurity plan. We want to find out early about that so that if we're doing surveying or we're doing construction or we're having crews out on their property, we're following their biosecurity plan. Also, we want to talk to them if they have any plans regarding any other future improvements near or around the planned transmission line right away. We want to make sure that our plan does not prohibit them from doing any future expansion. One of the big items that we deal with a lot, and this is more central to the sand country, is irrigation systems. More and more farmers are installing irrigation systems, so we want to work with them to make sure our structures are located in that situation where it's not going to impact their operation or their opportunity to install facilities in the future. And once we get into construction, then that ag specialist is also going to be coordinating with the construction crews and the farmers to keep them up to date as far as what steps or process we're going through and what activities they're going to see on their farm in the next week, in the next month, in the upcoming, you know, 6 months, just so we keep them fully informed as far as activities.
If a farmer does have an ATC transmission line moving through their property and they do have questions or they want to reach out to the ag specialist, where can they go for that information?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that ATC has is a website, and it's atcllc.com. I would encourage if anyone has questions to go to that website. It has up-to-date project information, and it also has a wide range of content. So depending on what their question is involved of, we have different functional areas or expertise within our company that can address different questions. Typically, a lot of the questions will come to the real estate department, which I manage, because we're the ones that manage the land rights, and we manage the relationship with the landowners and keep up to date information as far as who the landowners are associated with the different easements.
And David, any other advice to farmers if they know that they have ATC running through or potentially running through one of their properties?
Yeah, one of the things I would encourage them to do is make sure they get involved. Embrace the process. If they're invited to open houses regarding potential routes or future routes across their property, go to those open houses and let their voice be heard as part of the process up front. It's a lot easier to do it at the beginning when we're designing and planning a new transmission line than after we have the public service order and the route has been ordered and ETC has to build it on that location. Then you know, there's a lot less flexibility the ETC has to work with the landowner. So get involved early. Make sure you express your concerns. Ask questions. We want to make sure we're open and transparent with all the landowners. And as I said earlier, we want to build a positive, long-lasting relationship with the landowners because we will be back time and time again to work with the landowners and to repair the transmission line or do maintenance on it. And then also one of the big activities we have is on a 3 to 5 year cycle is vegetation management. We're going to be back to do that periodically, and we want to make sure we have a good relationship with the landowner regarding any activities we need to do in the right of way.
Well, David, thank you again so much for joining us. Any last comments to wrap us up with?
Yeah, one last item I'd like to cover is at the end of construction when we build a new transmission line or even rebuild or maintain it. Once we're done with those activities, we're going to circle back with the landowner or the farmers in this case, and we're going to settle up crop damages and property damages. That, again, is where real estate's going to be involved in my staff as far as sit down with the landowners, measuring out the area that we impacted for access or within the right-of-way corridor. And if there was crop damage, we have a very detailed process as far as getting that damage claim processed and getting compensation to the landowner. One of the items that comes up, it's a frequent question, is regarding compaction because we use large equipment. In cases like that, ATC will pay them crop damage not only for the year we do the activity or the construction activity, but we'll also pay additional years because we're assuming with that compaction, there's going to be lost yield over the next 2 to 3 years. So we'll pay the landowner for that reduction in yield as well, all up front. And then they can take steps to mitigate it through, you know, chisel plowing or whatever they want to do or subsoiling to try and mitigate that. But they get the dollars up front just so that they feel they're being treated fairly and we continue that positive relationship in the future.